At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Finley 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody checking us out on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page. Appreciate everybody checking us out on Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah.
We're there. Watch it. And everybody listening in their cars, on their AirPods, wherever you are, we appreciate you. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our guy, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan. What up, Nate Dog? How was your Thanksgiving back in the DMV?
Guys, I want to make a New Year's resolution for us where now that you're on TV, I think the world needs to see my face. So let's figure out Zoom or something. Let's get my
I think you want to not do that, Nate, because they got targets on your back already.
Oh, you're trying to get ratings up, so you want to keep my face off the TV.
No. Well, that would make them go down if they saw your face.
I will. But, I think the two people that it could work for are Nate and Neil Greenberg, because you guys are always on, like, consistently at the same time.
Yeah.
Landfill and Joey, how plausible is that? Getting Nate via in on Zoom, I guess, is that more of a Joey question than a you question?
Joey.
All right, let's get Joey rolling on it. We have a month to figure it out.
I wouldn't hold your breath, but I don't hate it as an idea. I'll be honest.
All right, well, I am a genius, so. But my Thanksgiving was good. It was good to be back in Virginia. How was yours?
It was good, dude. How was that Caps game? That Caps game is always a pretty electric night, and the Caps all of a sudden are hot.
All right, B-Mitch, you remember at the very beginning of the season, what did Barstool Nate say? He said, this Caps team is as good, if not better, than the team that won the East last year. Went through a little bit of a lull a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Caps are back, have won 4 in a row, 7-2-1 in the last 10, climbing the standings, 2 points out of first in the Metro, 2 points out of first in the East. I was right again about the Caps. They are electric. They are great. They are fast. They are hungry. And probably have the best goaltender in the NHL right now. So, yeah, the Caps, if you're not on board 26 games into the season, now's the time to get on board because they are incredible.
Well, Nate, you're already ready. What's your prediction for the year then?
Stanley Cup.
Man, I mean, you know hockey as much as anybody. It's tough once you get into the playoffs, you know. I think this team can win the Stanley Cup. But you know, we'll see if it goes our way. It would be quite a script if Ovi wins another cup and then announces his retirement, something like that. That is, it's definitely plausible. I would not count the Caps out of a Stanley Cup.
I love that, and I think, we were talking about this yesterday. It's kind of widely believed that this could be Alex's last year, but it's hardly a definite, and he's played so well. All of a sudden, he's gotten hot again. Yep. And I think it's okay to get to a place where we realize, like, Von Miller, right, was once the absolute best pass rusher in the NFL. He's still playing now, and he's kind of a situational guy, but he can still help you. Do you ever think Ovi would take a role like that, or is he not? Is that not?
No, he's all in or nothing. He's not going to do, a 50-game schedule. It's either living in Virginia or going back to Russia. I don't really see an in-between for him. In my heart of hearts, I do think this is his last year. I think he's done all the jersey swaps with the stars of the other teams for a reason. I I do believe it's his last season. If he decides, hey, let's give it one more go, I wouldn't be shocked because he just loves hockey and he loves the Caps and the team and the community so much. But deep down, I do think that he hangs up the yellow laces.
Didn't he say he wanted to play once at home before he hangs it all up? So he had to save something for that.
Oh, back in Russia?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of gone back and forth on that. I don't know if he's given a definitive answer, but, you know, it would be cool to see him play until he's 50 over in Russia. But as far as being a Washington Capital, I would love if he never retired. I mean, he can score 30 goals a season for another 5 years. He's so good once he sweats out all the vodka from the summer. And we're seeing it right now. He looks as good as ever. So hopefully the Caps just, you know, play into June. And
what makes you think he stops after the summer?
Yeah. He gave an interview where he kind of talked about it. He's like, I can't do what I used to do. I actually have to take care of my body now. It's kind of a funny thing for an athlete to admit. But, Tom Wilson, he's on an absurd scoring pace. The defense, the system is just top-notch. Everybody's playing their hearts out. The Caps are just a wagon.
Our radio program usually hits its stride about 10:45, 11, once I get everything out of my system, too. So I kind of get it. I'm talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning
products.
You're
talking about bagels, though.
In the DMV.
Big Macs and bagels.
You can give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Dude, Hard Knocks starts tonight. Will you be locked in? How interested are you in that?
Zero interest.
Really?
At all.
Why?
It ain't for me, and especially with a season this depressing, I don't need to see the inside of a Joe Witt Jr., you know, meeting. I think this season
I think by the time
it started the last two weeks, so you won't be seeing it.
Yeah, it's just I'd rather just leave this season behind. Even though this last Sunday night game, which I'm sure we're about to talk about, was very exciting, and it was some of the more fun I think we've had watching football in quite a while this season. I don't need Hard Knocks. I don't need to see the Eagles. I don't need to see anything with Jerry Jones. I'm gonna leave that to other people.
Everything, Nate. You don't supposed to just be on the team when they're doing great. You can't be a fair weather fan, man.
I'm not a fair weather fan. I just we're 3-9. I don't need to see it.
You may be able to find out what's the problem. You know, you're very attentive.
Joe Witt Jr. was the problem. Now the problem is everybody's hurt. So, you know, one thing.
Everybody's been hurt for a long time, dog.
Jaden's still not even cleared to take contact. Mariota played great. I loved watching Mariota play and throw the ball 50 times. A little concerned that Cliff kind of got away from the running game. I thought that was kind of a head-scratcher.
B said that also. I think that's a fair place to land when Mariota throws it 50 times and the running backs get 21 carries.
Yeah.
They were kind of chasing late, but
yeah.
I tell you what stood out to me.
Can I give you guys a take while we're riffing here? I got to take a hot take that I'm sure the callers will disagree with or agree with, kind of be polarized about. I don't think losing Cliff this offseason to a head coaching job will be a huge deal. I like Cliff. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's the end-all be-all of offensive genius minds, and I think another guy, young guy, can come in and work with Jaden and just pick up where we left off. I will be happy for Cliff, you know, go get another coaching job. I thought last year would be bad if we lost him, you know, Jaden's development and all that. But I wouldn't lose sleep if we lose Cliff.
Is there somebody you would want?
I'd have to do a little more research. Nobody comes to mind, but I'm saying, like, I don't think it's necessary that Cliff and Jaden stick with each other for his entire career. I don't think Cliff has put together a full 60-minute game consistently enough that it will be a huge loss moving him. I think we see it every week, very questionable play calls. He does some great play calls as well, but a lot of questionable ones, and I'm not dying to give Cliff some huge OC contract to keep him.
The Cliff thing, I think, will kind of play itself out. Brian and I actually just went through. I'm not sure that this is going to be the craziest season of NFL job openings either. Like
4-6.
Sure. 4-6, I think, is kind of standard. But, like, if you start going through it, you need teams that you're just unsure what they're going to do. Like, is Cleveland going to fire Stefanski? Would Cincy actually fire the world's most nondescript dude, Zach Taylor? Like, because a lot of these bad teams have first-year head coaches where generally you're not going to make a change.
Miami, possibility.
I think Miami, like the
Pittsburgh, maybe.
The possibilities, Miami, Atlanta, maybe, Arizona, probably. But, like, of the definitives, like the Giants and the Titans, it's already happened. And the only other team that's that bad, I would say, is the Raiders. But they got a first-year dude they're paying a boatload to. So
right,
it's,
yeah.
And if you're Cliff, I do think for Cliff, let me ask Bemis this. I don't believe, but I'm curious what you think. Do you think Cliff would consider a college job?
Head coaching?
Yeah.
A head coaching college job pays probably more than the NFL job.
It's got more headaches, too.
Way
more headaches.
I'll take headaches, but as a college coach, you are truly that CEO. You sit back. You got recruiters. You got all that stuff. You just come in to close deals. What did Lane just got 7 years for 90-something million? It's like 13, 14 million a year. I can deal with headaches for that.
Like, they're saying that, did UCLA hire the JMU guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Officially, yes, I believe so.
So I'm just looking at, like, what top jobs there are. Like, Cliff doesn't strike me as a Penn State guy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Now they're getting the BYU guy.
Not Penn State, but he was in college at one point. What it comes down
to, he was
for,
a year at USC.
If he goes to college, he's calling shots. He's right. Going to be the head guy.
But I also think it's got to be a super rich school in nice weather.
All of them got rich lately.
Hold on. Penn State's getting the BYU guy?
That's the current rumor. That whole thing is a mess, just like kind of the Cliff. The Lane Kiffin 2.0 now with Penn State. The Crumble Cookie CEO is pitching in to BYU to try to keep him there. Penn State's rolling out the red carpet. It's a fun watch on the Twitterverse right now.
Well, get me up to speed then. Penn State's top booster is the Crumble Cookie guy?
No, BYU. BYU.
Oh.
The price of cookies is going up, I'll tell you that.
Penn State.
Yeah, my daughter helped him pay for that, I guess.
Kalani Sitake? That's the guy's name?
That's his name.
He's a cool coach, though, man.
Okay.
He comes out dancing and everything. He can coach, though.
He better.
Played at Utah. Did he play at Utah, right?
I thought he played at BYU.
I thought he was at Utah, and then he was playing against because he was at BYU, they were playing against Utah. I thought he was there with, what's your boy? He was at Urban.
Urban Meyer and Alex Smith.
Was it Urban? Yeah, I think, yeah.
Urban Meyer coached at Utah.
I think he was there
quarter.
At one point.
So apparently Jimmy Sexton is the super powerful college football agent for head coaches. And Todd McShay is saying that Sexton and Penn State AD Pat Kraft have beef. And that's what's going on. Are you seeing that on these internet streets, Nate Dogg?
I'm telling you, it's wild out there. I don't pay that close attention until stuff like that. Like the Lane Kiffin saga was unbelievable. I could have watched that like a reality show for another month. So this is kind of like season two of the coaching carousel with the boosters and the money and crumble cookies, everybody and the beefs, everybody's getting involved. It's very, very fun to watch.
Did you see Tavita Pritchard got the head coaching job at Stanford? Tavita's a really good guy. Was actually hired by the Ron staff, kept by Dan Quinn's staff. I'm happy for Tavita. I'm excited for him and wish him well.
Yeah, and then the only job that didn't become available is the Mike Locksley fighting Maryland Terrapins, coming back for year eight. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I think you have a reasonable stance. Record is bad.
Anytime you can lose the last five games, giving up an average of 40 points per game, losing eight games in a row in year seven, you got to bring back that coach. You got to.
Like, this is one of these places where you're impossible to talk to, but I'm recognizing that you have a point. I would have a point too, but I don't even feel like making it because I don't feel like fighting with you.
Yeah, because they're lining your pockets. You can't dare say a thing.
That's so false, and I don't appreciate the suggestion. I make $0 from the University of Maryland ever. The math equation between me and the University of Maryland is decidedly one-sided in their favor, not mine.
Yeah, Jim Smith is taking you out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I'm currently eating gumbo. What's our guy's name that brought the gumbo in? Danny? Doug. Shout out to Doug.
You just say a D, right?
Yeah. He's going for it. Do you want to see Jaden on the field Sunday?
I would love to see Jaden play when he's healthy. I understand the other side of it is the season is done. Why risk it? But if Jaden's healthy, he should be on the field playing. He's a competitor. He didn't work his whole life to get to this level to be sitting on the bench when he's healthy enough to play. Long-term, if you're running a business, it's like, you know, you need the best draft pick possible. Why would you give yourself a better chance to win? I get that line of thinking, but if Jaden's healthy, he is our starting quarterback. He should be on the field getting better if he can. Like, that's just what it is. Jaden should be playing if his arm is not broken.
If draft picks were 100%, they were going to be whatever they were, where they were picked, then I would understand that. That's not even much of a fact. You can draft somebody number one, they could be garbage. You can draft somebody in the seventh round, they could be great. So I don't fall for that one.
Plus, he's missed so much time, and I think he wants to play. He's not a guy who can just sit back and be content. And I think it would lose the locker room as well if Dan Quinn had to look them in the eyes and say, our franchise quarterback isn't playing, we're tanking. I think that loses the fans, it loses the locker room, it loses trust in the organization. You just can't do it. If Jaden's healthy, he should be on the field.
I tend to agree with you there, dude. I think if it's not this week, it's in New York. Will we see you in New York? Will you leave your apartment?
Ooh, what week is that?
Not this weekend, but the following.
Ooh, I think I'm really busy that week.
Yeah? Brushing your hair?
Yeah, I got to take a shower that weekend. There's a lot going on.
If they were good, say Washington was 9-4 coming to the Meadowlands next week, would you get on the bus from the Port Authority and go to that game?
That's definitely a possibility. Definitely a possibility. Depending on the weather, depending on a lot of other factors. But yeah, I do owe you one game at the Meadowlands. That's for sure.
I don't think you'll ever pay me. I don't think you'll ever pay on that debt.
You won't.
I do. I do think I will.
I definitely don't.
I do think I will. I think one time I will go to a game at MetLife.
We'll call it even this week if you fly to Minnesota and check out US Bank Stadium, which is super dope. And frankly, I think should be the kind of blueprint for what they're going to build at RFK.
I've never been to Minnesota. Let me check my calendar. Maybe I'll book a flight to Minneapolis, Minnesota on December 7th.
He's not sure coming.
Listen.
Everything was maybe.
There's 0% chance I'm flying to Minnesota in December. Come on now.
Let's be real for a minute. A lot of work travel ends up taking us to really cool spots, and we're really excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you for Minnesota on December 7th?
I'm excited. I have no problem with it. Listen, man, once, if, if, I, I could be inside.
Kay and Odyssey wants to pay for my ticket and put me up in the
luxury. No, you work for Barstool. Y'all got enough money.
Yeah.
You were gambling 20 grand and stuff. You got money?
Yeah.
Buy your own damn ticket.
Buy your own damn ticket.
I'll think about December 14th. I will put it in the maybe column.
B and I went to the Barstool party.
We're going to think about next Tuesday at 1.
Well said. All right, Nate Dogg, we're going to go.
All right, I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you. I'll see you at the stadium. I'll see you in Minneapolis next Sunday.
See you there. Goodbye. just an absolute fool.
That's your friend.
Let's take a look at what Vegas thinks Commanders Vikings this weekend. Nobody go anywhere.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.